Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here we go.
Chad Daybell has flipped on Lori Vallow Daybell. Is anyone
Hey, I'm going to interrupt you right away, because I want to call out to the masses that Tony was right. Tony called this months ago. You called this.
Did I? Did I say this was going to happen?
Yes, you did. You said it in one of our episodes. You said Chad is going to flip on Lori, and I'll be damned if he didn't do it.
When I saw the headline over the weekend, I was like, oh my God. The repercussions of this are going to be very interesting to watch because Lori, as far as we know, is still very much a believer in Chad Daybell. And if Chad Daybell is now saying all of this, it's going to be interesting to see how she wraps her mind around her prophet saying it. I just want to, I was there for the sex. That's kind of what
it's
coming down to.
It had to be something.
Lori Vallow, the convicted murderer, already serving three life sentences without parole, has been labeled the driving force behind the conspiracy to kill her children and her romantic rival, according to allegations made by her alleged co-conspirator's attorney, John Pryor. In three court documents filed on Thursday, Pryor asserted that Chad Daybell, Vallow's fifth husband, was under Vallow's control and manipulated by her. He further claimed that Vallow groomed her late brother Alex Cox to carry out the murders of her children, Tylee Ryan, 16, and J.J. Vallow, 7, as well as Chad Daybell's first wife, Tammy Daybell. Pryor went as far as to suggest that Vallow handed her son off to be killed by Alex. The grim discovery of J.J.'s intact body burned in a garbage bag near Tylee's burned and dismembered remains on Daybell's Salem property shocked the nation. On June 9th of 2020, that very same day, Chad Daybell was arrested and has remained in custody at the Fremont County Jail since then. It's believed that the children were murdered in September 2019 and buried on Daybell's property shortly afterward. Tammy Daybell met a tragic end due to suffocation in her Salem home on October 19th of 2019. According to court records, just 2 weeks later, Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow tied the knot in Hawaii while their children were all missing. John Pryor.
So romantic. Yeah. Don't you want the kids at your wedding?
You get the ukulele out and dance on the beach and, oh, where are your kids, Lori and Chad? They're melted in the backyard in a Lowe's
bag
or something. Oh. John Pryor's legal monitors are aimed at striking the death penalty from Chad Daybell's case. That's why he's throwing her under the bus.
Yeah.
It's so he doesn't get the death penalty. Based on the argument of relative culpability, he asserts that Vallow's influence on Daybell was substantial and that Daybell should not face the same punishment as Vallow. Pryor cited statements from the state indicating that Lori manipulated Chad through emotional and sexual control, and Chad was not going to act without Lori saying so. In the second filing, Pryor emphasized that Vallow remained in charge of the conspiracy throughout and argued that the state should not present theories of relative culpability that differ from Vallow's trial. Failure to do so, Pryor warned, could result in unreasonably disparate sentences for the co-defendants, violating the Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. In a third filing, Pryor claimed that Daybell was unaware that requesting a speedy trial could help him avoid the death penalty. Vallow declined to waive her right to a speedy trial, and additional evidence introduced shortly before her trial led to the removal of the death penalty from her case. Pryor stated that Daybell's initial waiver might be called into question if the death penalty is not struck from his case, potentially raising concerns about ineffective assistance of counsel under the Sixth Amendment. A hearing is scheduled now for November 29th at the Fremont County Courthouse in St. Anthony, where the defense, prosecution, and Judge Stephen Boyce will discuss the possibility of removing the death penalty from Chad Daybell's case. They may also consider Daybell's request to allow cameras during his hearing, leading up to his trial scheduled for April 10th of 2024 in Ada County. Monthly pretrial meetings between all parties are planned ahead of the April trial. So he fucking flipped on her.
He did. And what, you know, yeah, she's twisted and sick, but I think he was the cult leader in all of this.
I think they were equally culpable, I think, honestly. I don't know. I do think that she probably, you know, had more control than Chad. I think that she, whatever insanity she wanted, she would get by manipulating Chad. But I think Chad, he went along with it. And I think he believed it too, to a certain extent, or just got himself in way too deep. But he certainly deserves to die for what he did. I don't care if you were manipulated.
That's the thing.
I don't care if you're manipulated by sex or whatever the fuck you want to say you're manipulated by. If there was a pack of raccoons outside that spoke in English and they all came up wearing hats and said, "Hey, come here, this is what we're going to do," I would still say you need to die. Raccoons would be pretty neat though, wearing hats and trying to manipulate you.
It paints a picture. I like that.
It'd be an amazing thing. It'd be like, oh my God, remember those raccoons from the backyard of Chad Daybell that could speak in English and talk and manipulate? Pretty creepy stuff. But yeah, I get why he went out there, but you know, still fucking should die.
I'm just gonna predict they're not gonna take that off the table.
I hope not. I really hope not. There's no reason to, honestly. You do look at appellate issues and things of that nature, and it looks like they're already trying to find every possible thing where they could say ineffective counsel. They're going to do anything and everything that they possibly can to speak up. It's basically, I think at this point, it's a save Chad's life, not convince anyone that he didn't do this or wasn't involved in some way, shape, or form at a very intimate level.
You know, it's one thing to kill strangers. It's another to kill your actual kids, somebody that you've got a very intimate relationship with, meaning that they're your kids.
Yeah, it's easy to kill. I mean, I go out and kill strangers every other day. I mean, it's just a normal thing. It's like, that's part of life. Your kids are a different thing. It's another thing to kill strangers.
Well, if you don't have that emotional connection with them.
I do get it. It's just a funny statement.
It was a twisted way to say it. I certainly didn't mean it that way.
To kill strangers, but you know, that you can do without a thought. But your kids. You know.
A murderer is a murderer. I will give you that.
Yes.
But it's, I think it takes it up to another level if you can put aside your connection to these people and just kill them.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a whole other level of dark, but you don't want to be a stranger around Stacey.
No, you don't.
Lesson learned today.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.